Hi, welcome back to the Stars Online's live chat with the MACC Deputy Chief Commissioner, Dato' Bukasim Mohamad. Dato', just to ask you, okay, how would you rate MACC's performance since it became a commission? And are you generally happy with MACC's performance so far in fighting corruption in the country?
It's quite, to be biased, if you ask me, you know, a person in charge of MACC and you ask me, what is the rate and the performance? Normally, if you ask a person, he will say that it's good. Mm-hmm. But I will be very fair here. I will say that we are supposed to make a progress toward achieving an effective anti-corruption law enforcement agency. But during the process, we may have hiccups. And sometimes we will be pushed down. But I tell you, we don't stop. We ourselves, myself, I would say that we won't stop. We will try, I believe we will strive. We will make sure that we will achieve a stage of an effective anti-corruption agencies. At this moment, if you look at the beginning of this year, I would say that I can say it very clearly here, never in the history of MACC or ACA before that, that we investigate intensively on money politics. To be frank with you, a lot of complaints also against us in the investigation of money politics. Police report, for example, there are two police reports made against our officers. One involving investigations against Datuk Norza, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. One of the guy made complaint that there is a brutality element during the investigation. Then another report was made by a Putri representative saying that the way we investigate and so on. And also, first time in the history when there was a demonstration against MACC because we investigate money politics. I was told by my friend actually in Hong Kong and said, Abu, when you are independent, there is one thing that you have to realize. You are alone. You will walk alone. Today, you will investigate the government. The next day, you're going to investigate the opposition. Day after that, you will investigate NGOs or all the parties that you will investigate. So there are people who may not or dislike you. So you have to face the situation. That's why I believe we have made a progress. Because of the progress, that's why people tend to, not to say criticize, try want us to be more transparent. By action, but what we have done is clearly show that we investigate everybody. We investigate the government. Even recently when the MCA case emerged regarding the 10 million ringgit allegation made by one of the MPs, the day that he make report, next day we start investigation. And people been talking about we don't take action against Hey Toyo. I just wanted to ask them, how do they know that we don't investigate Hey Toyo? That's why we have a principle that we don't tell people what our actions are. We investigate. The day that the after a day complaints made, we start working, but we don't tell public what we want to get and what we are looking for, because that is our trait of doing work. We cannot tell anybody what it's all about. So basically, I would say that we are in progress, but how good it are depends. If you ask me about public perception on our progress, I would say that, frankly speaking, I don't think that's a good news for us. But I believe that when public know what we have done, if they can recall, start from the beginning of the year, and all the cases we have, even we have charged about more than five directors, senior government officers we charge. We hope that we can educate the public. We can tell the public that what we have done, so that public will see it and make a fair judgment to us. Do not make a judgment just because a particular case or a particular incident that we also don't want it to be happen.
So do you see the MACC as being able to overcome all this, despite all the criticisms hurled at the MACC? Do you think you'll be able to overcome it?
I'm very sure. I'd like to explain to the public that the MACC is totally different from ACA. We have about 42 people overseeing us with 5 committees, and these people are purely independent. They are, I tell you, if you attend the meeting, they really represent the public. Mm-hmm. They talk like the public talk. They want what the public want. They express their concern. They express their concern by hearing what the public want. Then after that, they delivered it to us. And we hear them. And we make changes. Mm-hmm. And based on their advice, because this is a new approach of doing our work. For example, when we explain to them that, look, we charge a lot of BN people than the opposition, which what transpired in newspaper or whatever news they read, in especially in the alternative news, is not 100% correct. And we show, for example, this year, I think we investigate more than 20 cases against Barisan Nasional people. We investigated, or still investigating, about 5 cases against PR. And we have charged about more than 5 cases, 7 cases. All these 7 cases that we charge are against Barisan Nasional. None of it against PR. When they saw it, one of the members said, hey, this is eye-opener for me. I thought that you were investigating skewed to the opposition. I said, look, this, as I said earlier, these are the new phenomena. Those people that we investigate, those Barisan Nasional people who we investigate, we don't tell public. But for these few cases, unfortunately, the public know, and those people under investigation make it public. And that's why in such, they make a kind of perception or situation in such a way that we only investigate these few groups, which I think is not correct.
So just a quick check with you also on this Tubing Hawks. How much, is there anything that you'd like to say about this Tubing Hawks case or anything that can lighten us a little bit on it?
I think the most important thing is let us free our mind and let the law take its own course. And please understand and trust with our legal system and our criminal justice system. There are inquests, and you look at the inquests, everything is there. The truth will be revealed. The true story will come out, and public can assess on what really transpired. And after that, there's going to be a royal commission on the procedures and all that. All issues that brought up will be addressed in these processes. Mm-hmm. So let the law take its own course, I would say that. Mm-hmm. Let belief in our system, and after that you make your judgment. Mm-hmm. After all complete, make your own judgment.
Mm-hmm. What about your other officers suspended in the Tubing Hawks case? Are they suspended or are they still?
No, they are not suspended. They are not even an accused person. Mm-hmm. There's no accused person in this situation. In this, based on this, an inquest. Mm-hmm. Inquest is to find the cause of death. Mm-hmm. It's not a trial. It's not a criminal trial per se. So at the end of the day, the inquest will decide what is the cause of death.
Mm-hmm. So your officers are still working, they are not suspended, they are assisting the inquest right now?
Yes.
And then they will still continue with their day-to-day functions,
yes,
whatnot, everything?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. So I thought we really want to thank you very much for joining us this morning in our live chat with the Star Online.
Yeah.
And we appreciate your comments, and we wish you all the best in your endeavors. Thank you very much, Dato.
Thank you.
Welcome. Thanks.